This episode is brought to you by eBay Motors. eBay Motors is here for the ride.
Do you guys ever work on your cars?
If I had one!
It's very satisfying. If you had a cool car, like mine, you could use eBay Motors.
Do you think that if I could get the individual parts and then assemble my own car?
Yeah, they do have over 122 million parts. Plus, with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they're guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time.
Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. That's EBAYMOTORS.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile. Everyone loves Mint Mobile, and it's time for more Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile.
If you say a word too much, it doesn't sound like a word anymore. Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile.
Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile.
Mint Mobile.
Did you know Mint Mobile has unlimited talk
and text? Everyone knows Mint Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data plans for $15 a month when you buy a three-month plan. Everyone knows it. Everyone knows you can save with Mint Mobile. MintMobile.com/distractable. Use distractable. Use the slash distractable. To get this new customer offer, go to MintMobile.com/distractable. That's MintMobile.com/distractable. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month for the first 3 months only. Speeds slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. This episode is brought to you by Accounting Plus. Here's a story that's 100% true. And it's about how accounting is a great choice of career. Here's the facts.
With accounting, you'll have flexibility, great pay, and the kind of lifestyle you've always dreamed of. It's a lifestyle that's less math and spreadsheets, and more traveling, personal and professional growth, and making a positive impact on your family and community.
Want to start an exciting new chapter? Accounting Plus provides free resources that will help guide you to a successful career in accounting and personal freedom.
Do more. Live more. Visit joinaccountingplus.com.
Good evening, gentle listener, and welcome to Distractable, a Wood Elf production with your hosts, Munificent Mark, Wad-wielding Wade, and Bountiful Bob. This week, the wanton wastrels wax worldly about the perfidies of purchasing preponderances. Yes, it's time for a waste of money. Please secure thy purse and enjoy the show.
How many episodes we got?
I don't know.
We're about, as we just read, we're for 37 and 38 or something like that. Next couple weeks. Almost the end of season one, boys, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, man, we got big plans for the end of the season. People are going to be shocked.
Oh, I didn't know we were doing seasons.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay, Wade. Wink, 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 wink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I didn't know either.
Yeah. I love how all on the same page we are. Coordinated. United.
I love how good we all smell.
Can you smell me right now?
Well, I just mean, I know how you smell.
Just in general.
I can remember.
I'm going to deduct points before the episode even starts.
No, you can't do that. That's not how this works.
I can do it.
I'm okay with it.
You're not even the host yet. There's no episode yet.
Oh, that's true.
Is that true? Like, I'm not host.
You're nothing right now.
I'm nothing.
Bob's still technically the host for now until you start.
As soon as I start, then you will be nothing. That's how that works.
I'm going to enjoy these last few seconds. Take your time.
All right. Soak it in. Soak it in, man. I'm going to sneeze. No, I'm not. Yes, I am. No, I'm not. Yes, I am. No, that's gone. Hello and welcome to Distractable. You've made the right choice. This is the podcast for you. And we've made this episode especially for you. Thank you for joining us.
Is it for me too?
No.
Oh.
I'm talking to the viewers and listeners.
I'm just here for the paycheck. Do we get paid for this?
No, I don't think yet. Well, I mean, no. Wink, 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 Bob. Wink, wink, wink. No, we haven't gotten paid. No.
Winking a lot. Wink, 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 wink.
Yeah. Good, good. Wink, 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 wink.
Why? What?
Yeah, yeah, no. Oh, someday, Wade. Someday. Someday. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Wink, 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 wink.
All right.
In this podcast, we talk about whatever comes to mind in the rough format that we have outlined for ourselves. I am your host, and I am the arbitrator. I am the judge. I am that which will render judgment upon my fellow... Well, not fellow, because I am of a higher rank. My subordinates.
What's the difference between an arbitrator and an arbiter?
Arbiter? That's a thing from Halo.
Yeah.
The arbiter.
Oh, all right.
The arbiter.
That sounds right.
Oh my God, Halo voice guy?
That's me.
Remember all those scenes from Halo where a guy was like, the arbiter.
I am the Arbiter. The demon. Hello.
Is that what this episode's all about?
No, it's not actually anything to do with that.
No.
I love this. All right, Bob. Halo episode.
All right. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah?
It's cold.
Cold?
It is cold.
It's been cold.
What temperature is it there?
Well, I guess it's warmer today than it has been, but it was cold.
Okay, small talk's boring. Bob, what's going on with you?
Okay.
I got a packages. There were packages on the... Nothing, man. I got nothing good.
You
got,
God, you guys are lame.
There
no.
was... I got letters in the mail.
No small talk points here.
What's all the cool shit going on with you, then? Coolest man alive, Mark?
So much is going on with me. Let me tell you, I started playing Cookie Clicker.
Cool. Whoa.
That's
whoa.
Been fun.
I can barely handle it. Whoa.
That is so cool.
Right, you're right. Okay. Your life is so much more interesting than ours.
All right. Okay. Well, then I'll just get on with the episode then. Today, we're going to be discussing something that is very near and dear to my heart. It's not. This is actually nothing to do with anything that's near and dear to my heart. I'm going to start off with a story. One time, actually, it's kind of strange. Similar to Cookie Clicker, I found an app that is like a, it's like Cookie Clicker, you know, it's like a numbers game. I forget.
An idle game.
An idle game.
Ashley Madison?
That's different.
Oh, okay.
We need to talk about that later, Wade.
Yeah, we should.
All right.
That's concerning.
Talk about that later. But I forget what the name of it is, and I don't even care to mention it. But I got addicted to it, right? As those mobile games are designed to be, sometimes they're addictive, and idle games in particular, I kind of lean heavily into. So this particular app that I got was fun, but it got slow because it's an idle game.
Sure.
I wanted to get results very quickly, so I resisted the temptation to buy anything because that's how apps work. You
no,
know,
you
a,
didn't.
It's a free game. I said initially.
Oh, okay.
Very
no,
astute.
You didn't.
Yeah, you know me. You know me very well.
I think as soon as you got to the point where purchases were unlocked, you dove in.
All right, well, you're wrong because I didn't do it right away, but eventually I did, which is the point.
I knew
right?
it.
Yeah, so
10 points for me.
I looked at it and there's always like this deal. It's like a combo deal, usually starts out at a lower price and it has a lot of bonuses more than anything else. So I caved and I bought it and it helped because it was a lot of bonuses and I was able to make a lot of progress in the game. But the thing about idle games is that there is no end. The numbers go up into the non-millions and like umpteenth billions and like just they continue to go on and on. It never ends, right?
Sure.
Just goes up. So I reached a point where that pack didn't help me anymore because I ran out of whatever the special gems were or the bonus dollars or whatever.
God.
So I was like, okay, that was fun, but now the game is boring, so maybe I'll buy another pack.
So gamble, pull, do summons, pull for units.
I did. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
I bought another pack for like, I think I spent 10 bucks and I bought another pack and that wasn't nearly as good as the first one because it wasn't a combo pack. That deal had expired.
Nah, beginner pack is always better than weekly pack, but that once a month monthly pack's pretty good.
Dude, the monthly pack though, yeah.
You're right.
Expensive, so, but man, that monthly pack.
Yeah, but it wasn't in the month. This was the same day. I then spent 10 bucks. That didn't last very long. And chew through those gems real quick, whatever they were. So I was like, man, I guess I gotta buy more, but I can't just, I gotta go for a good deal. And you know where the best deal is?
Well, you gotta spend the most. You gotta get the big one.
When you spend the most.
Obviously.
And I don't recommend anyone do this, but I looked up at the $100 tier and I was like,
Look at the deal on that.
Look at the deal. I bought the $100.
Oh, no.
Whoop, whoop. Yeah, my boy.
And the bonuses that I got from that. Woo!
Oh, man.
Let me tell you.
We're doing summons after this episode.
Chewed through that so fast.
What, like 5 minutes?
5 minutes. I chewed through it. So I was real close to the next level of progression.
You gotta get there.
I had to get there. And so I looked at the store again and I looked up at the $100 tier and I was like, it was still there because it's like a constant deal. And I was like,
It's still a deal.
Let's keep it rolling. So I bought another $100 pack.
Attaboy.
I chewed through it even faster. And I was there at another threshold of progression.
Mm. Did you pull your Z tier unit?
This didn't have those
and
kinds
or gear?
Of things. This didn't have that. It was literally just you do bigger numbers. You spend my numbers that are more valuable numbers to get non-valuable numbers in the app, but are bigger. So it must be better, right? And then I I bought another.
I feel like you're playing like Kitten Cannon or something, or what?
Yeah, no. Go. This is the story of you living out my fantasies.
I bought another $100 pack.
Yeah, yes, man.
Then I bought another.
Don't stop.
And I bought another.
Oh my God.
I bought another and yes, another. And oh before God, I knew it, I had spent $800.
Yes.
In under 30 minutes.
Did you beat the game?
No.
Oh.
In fact, after I was done, I was so sickened with the game and its ploy for unending things that I deleted the app immediately afterwards.
You didn't fall into the, well, I spent money on this,
no,
and I'm going to play
no,
forever and spend money forever.
It ruined everything for me, and I just sat there on my bed, and I remember looking at my phone being like, what happened to me? So this episode isn't necessarily about spending money on an app. What I want to know is, what is the biggest waste of money you guys have ever subjected yourself to in your life? What is the most useless purchase? What is the worst way that you have just thrown money into a fireplace and watched it go up in flames, and the flames weren't even interesting, right? It would have been better to burn that money, because at least you would have felt warm from the heat, you know? Like, there are so many ways that you could have, there's literally every other way. What is the one moment or multiple moments in your life that you have just chucked money in the trash can?
By the way, this episode of Distractable is sponsored by mobile games.
I have a couple things that come to mind that are pretty sad.
Okay. All right. Well, let me give Wade, what do you have? I'm not going to give Wade. Wade, this is not you getting a turn. I'm just like, Wade, do you have anything? Do you need
Wade's
time?
Wade's muted in the Discord. He left us.
Oh, no, he's no, gone. That was an accident.
He's thanking his donators on his stream.
How long have I been muted? Because I've been talking. Oh, no.
God, jeez.
Oh, boy.
It's on your recording.
Yeah, don't worry. My audio will be there. You guys just won't have heard it. I have a couple of different things that I've spent money on that I felt was a total waste. Mm. The first right. of which
No.
was Shush. Not
That's
to
not
be revealed
no,
yet.
No.
It'll
no.
Be,
We're
I'll
going
tell you
back
another,
to an
I'll
old
episode.
Archetype of this podcast. I want you to name these.
Oh, God.
I do.
Oh,
I want
boy.
You to name
oh,
these.
Oh, God.
Yes. I know. Why is this such
all
a big
right.
deal?
No, because I'm just thinking about telling one of the stories that I'm about to tell, and it's really stupid and embarrassing. It's not even a lot of money. It's just a sad story of failure and
it's okay.
Stupidity.
I have more things.
Wait, so before we get into that, though, can I just say, like, I struggle to understand, like, I understand intellectually how laws work and why things are and are not legal.
Yeah.
I cannot believe, just morally, that it's legal for mobile app designers to do what they do with all the shit where they're enticing you and or entrapping you and or misleading you and or designing their app so that children will just click the big green buttons and spend the money.
Yep.
I don't know the numbers. Actually, I'm going to Google it. How much money? I don't know how to Google this. Mobile app fraudulent. That's what I Googled.
That's good.
Scam apps suck money. Look, anyway, there's probably millions of dollars lost to apps every year where the kid just like hits a button and spends $25 and the parent is just like, ah, shit, I don't even have the will to fuck dispute that. Like, just whatever. Just use the gems.
I met someone recently that told, like, with their parents, and their parents said that their kid had done exactly that and they never got the money back.
It's the entire business of mobile game is like, you'd like to think when someone sits down to make a game, at least one person is like, I've got this idea. It's kind of like an idle game, but it revolves around like a lemonade stand. Like, that is one, but you know, like they have something and they're like, well, I want to make this game. The entire business is like, all right, we've got this algorithmically refined way where we can trick kids into clicking on the right button to accidentally spend real money.
Mm-hmm.
How many POS garbage ass games can we wedge this shit into to trick as many kids as possible? We need ones for kids that like puzzles, one for kids that like knives, one for kids that like olden time, like I don't know, there's just like, how is that legal? That's the most shady, immoral shit ever, and they're just stealing money from people because people don't have the bandwidth to go through the thing. You gotta send an email and then you gotta talk to them. It's like, it's $25. Not most, but there are a lot of situations where $25 is not worth a person's time if they're busy, they have kids, they have a job, they're like, they just don't get it back, and they just keep that money. It's a fucking scam.
You're absolutely absolutely right, and I would love to pursue this line of conversation.
I know.
I would like to keep it on topic because that is a whole can of worms that we should talk about at some point and is bullshit. But for now, unless your waste of money was pertaining to an app,
no.
I will say off topic.
Okay, wait, since I just like dominated the whole thing, you can do your titles. I stall a bunch for you. If you want me to go first, I'll go first, but I'll
I will be the judge.
Well, I'm not judging. I'm just, you know, making an allowance.
Bob, can you judge me, please?
You need to wear less khakis.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, God. Straight to the gut.
No, it's okay. Please give me another.
You look better with glasses.
I'm wearing them right now.
Good.
I thought you were going to say, like, you looked better with hair or something like that.
Oh,
your head's the wrong shape without glasses.
I don't know what I want to talk about, but man, does this feel good.
Hey, you asked me to. I don't know what you thought was going to happen.
Well, no, that's exactly what I hoped would happen. All right. First title. I've got two titles, Mark. Do you want both or just one?
Give me your best.
All right. Pulling. Wait for it. Legendaries.
Pulling legend. Oh.
First car. Woohoo!
Okay. All right, Bob. Let's see your name or story.
Story number one is going to be called, I just wanted to scoot.
Damn it.
And story number two is, Boy Meets Craigslist.
Oh, those are both so good. Sorry, Wade.
No, yeah, it's fine. I always have to go against Bob. This is bullshit.
Yeah, I gotta side with Bob here. Bob, you get a bonus point for that.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile. Everyone loves Mint Mobile, and it's time for more Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile.
If you say a word too much, it doesn't sound like a word anymore. Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile.
Mint Mobile, Mint Mobile.
Mint Mobile.
Did you know Mint Mobile has unlimited talk and text?
Everyone knows Mint Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data plans for $15 a month when you buy a 3-month plan. Everyone knows it. Everyone knows you can save with Mint Mobile. MintMobile.com/distractable. Use distractable. Use the / distractable. To get this new customer offer, go to mintmobile.com/distractable. That's MintMobile.com/distractable. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month for the first 3 months only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. This episode is brought to you by Accounting Plus. Here's a story that's 100% true. And it's about how accounting is a great choice of career. Here's the facts.
With accounting, you'll have flexibility, great pay, and the kind of lifestyle you've always dreamed of. It's a lifestyle that's less math and spreadsheets, and more traveling, personal and professional growth, and making a positive impact on your family and community.
Want to start an exciting new chapter? Accounting Plus provides free resources that will help guide you to a successful career in accounting and personal freedom.
Do more. Live more. Visit joinaccountingplus.com.
This episode is brought to you by Dr. Squatch. When your personal care routine needs a refresh, Dr. Squatch is here to help. They have high-performing natural products with no harmful ingredients that'll have you looking and smelling your best. Like the Bay Rum soap and deodorant. It smells delightfully spicy. And right now, they have an amazing offer for new customers. Get 20% off your first purchase of any amount or a subscription order by going to drsquatch.com/Spotify or use the code Spotify at checkout.
Dealer's choice on which one you want to talk about first. Wade, you can rethink your titles if you want to make them more interesting.
No, I'm committed.
All right.
I said story number one and two, so I'll go in the order I presented them.
Damn right you will.
It is 2009. Huh. I am in college. I am not a wealthy person. I am in school. Luckily, my parents were able to help me a lot. I was working at Jimmy John's for $8.25 an hour. I got a good rate because I had a lot of experience. I had worked at a Jimmy John's in another city, and I knew I was good. And it was a campus Jimmy John's. So, like, I was one of the only people who didn't show up to work high every time and wouldn't, you know, I never no called, no showed. I was like my manager's favorite because I was competent and I was always on time.
Wow.
Which is like the minimum for a job. But yeah. On a campus store where everyone is like drunk or stoned half the time, I was the good one. I was an angel.
Yeah.
But so not a lot of money, but I had a little bit, right? I squirreled away some amount from every paycheck, just a little. I ended up with just like maybe a couple $100 that I had set aside. And I'm really into video games, you know, so maybe I'm going to buy whatever the next game that comes out, the next Gears of War or Halo or something that comes out I'm excited about. I didn't know. And back in this time, I had just learned what Craigslist was. I had never been on there. At that time, there was a really whole, like, weird side of Craigslist where it was, like, dating and creepy stuff. But there's a lot of good stuff on Craigslist. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, like, you know, selling my PlayStation 1 with 30 games for, you know, cheap. $20 sure, cash, sure. Come pick it up, yeah. All this stuff. And I'm browsing, and at this point, I had only ever driven a car, but I'd always been interested in motorcycles, and I never had one. And for you guys who know, I did end up having a motorcycle at some point. This is not the story of how I bought the motorcycle.
Right. Okay, all right.
This is, I'm browsing. I get into this weird part of Craigslist where there's a lot of scooters for sale. 50cc engine, made in China, plasticky, fall apart scooters where it's like you can't ride it on the highway, could barely ride it on the road. It's, you know, they maybe go 20, 25 miles an hour. And I started looking and I'm like, nah, that's kind of like a motorcycle. That's cool, right? That's pretty cool. And I find this scooter. Kentucky is right across the river from Cincinnati. I find this scooter for sale in Kentucky, just across the river.
In 2009, Kentucky was right next to Cincinnati. Go on.
True. And this guy, he's selling it for like $130 or something, like really cheap. Most of these scooters are a few hundred bucks. If they're better or nicer, they cost way more than I can afford. But this one I find that I'm like, oh, that's so cheap. Wow. Weird. It doesn't say there's any problems with it.
Yeah, of course.
And at this point, I had just discovered Craigslist. I hadn't really bought much of anything off of it. And I hadn't learned the lesson that the price tells you what's wrong with it.
Yeah.
If a thing is listed for sale for like half price, that means it half works, approximately. Yeah. There's a more specific mathematical equation you can do to figure exactly how well it will work, but that's a fair approximation. So this scooter was listed for about half price-ish, a little over half maybe, and I was just like, I gotta have it. But it's across the river in Kentucky. You can't ride this thing on the highway. The only way to really cross the river is on the highway. I'm not trying to ride a scooter for the first time. I'd never done this before, right? I'd ridden bicycles, but I'd never ridden like a motorcycle or anything.
Oh, same thing.
So I can't go over there and ride it home because I'm not trying to die. Mm-hmm. But I have, at this point in my life, a small hatchback. And so now I'm like, I'm looking at the Craigslist ad. I'm going down to my hatchback. I'm like measuring the size of the back of my hatchback. Like, yeah, that scooter will fit in there if I lean it to the and I get some bungee cords or twine or something and tie it in. It'll kind of fit with the trunk will close.
Twine.
I use twine, man. I had twine. Like I'm
got
like,
some Christmas ribbons in
I'm
here.
Like measuring.
If I tie some hair together, I might be able to.
Look, I'm using what I got. Okay, I'm limited resources, and I spend a whole like a couple days just thinking like, oh, it's still listed. I think it'll fit. I think finally I pull the trigger, send the guy the message like, dude, asking price $130, $140, whatever you ask for. I got it in cash, dude. Give me that scooter. And he's like, all right, just come pick it up. Here's the address or whatever. Meet park in the alley and I'll help you load it. And it did fit in my car. Kind of. I mean, it might be more accurate to say it fit on my car.
Okay.
I don't know. Well, what we ended up doing was sticking, because the front is taller because it has the handlebars and the back is lower because it's just the seat.
Sure.
We ended up sticking the back into my car, wrecked the liner on the ceiling, tore a hole in the back of the seat.
That's fine.
Big fucking mess. The thing was disgusting. Coated my entire trunk area in like grime and grease and whatever.
Uh-huh.
But we wedged it in, and then the handlebars were like holding the trunk of my hatchback all the way open.
Yeah.
So we just tied some twine on like the thing, the scooter, and tied it to parts inside the car, like the seat mounts or whatever. And that was it. I drove home on the highway with a scooter in my trunk, with my trunk all the way open.
So when you said twine before, you weren't joking. You literally used
twine. No, like actual,
like literal twine.
Like twine, like threads, like stuff sticking out of it, like twine for baling hay twine.
Okay, great.
It's fine. It worked out fine. Got it home, scratched my bumper and almost shattered my rear window trying to get it out of the car by myself. It wasn't obscenely heavy, but it's heavy enough and awkward enough that I kind of just dropped it on the ground out of the back of my car. And all of this, and I finally get it home. And of course, I had also lined up another Craigslist thing where I had to run out real quick. And I bought a helmet for safety.
For safety, yeah, for safety.
Or a used helmet, should have been my size, for $10. It was a motorcycle-shaped helmet that felt like it was made of foam.
Wait, it was a helmet shaped like a motorcycle?
No. Okay, that's the wrong. It was like shaped like a motorcycle helmet. Like if you looked at it, you'd be like, sure, that's like a regular helmet.
Mm-hmm.
It weighed like as much as a bicycle helmet. It felt like it was made of foam and tape.
Okay.
Which, if you've ever held a real motorcycle helmet, they're heavy.
Yeah.
Because if you fall off of a moving two-wheeled vehicle and hit your head with a foam thing around it, you might as well just be not wearing anything.
Yeah.
But I had a helmet and I was safe.
Mm-hmm.
I get it out. I get the thing stood up in front of my place I'm living at, and I get my helmet on and I make sure I look and there's gas, and I even checked and there was oil in it because I'm smart. And I get on, and when I had picked it up from the dude, he had started it for me.
Hmm.
And it started right up and I was like, cool, runs. Great. That's surprising. I get on, I turn the key, I hit the button, it starts up, and then I pull on the throttle and it does that little, you know, two-stroke sort of sound where it goes, like it's trying to go.
Yeah.
Nothing. Doesn't move, scooch an inch, nothing. It's just me sitting in front of my house on a scooter, just like just sitting there like an asshole.
Yeah.
Everyone in my neighborhood is like, wow, that's loud. Thanks.
The scooter don't scoot, apparently.
It really just sits there, huh? And burns gas.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And I owned that thing for a year and a half.
Oh.
How many good rides did you get out of it?
Never rode it one time. I never went anywhere. I spent so much time. I didn't know what I was doing. I'd never worked on a scooter. I know now that those types of scooters have CVT transmissions, which is a kind of a belt-driven, tension-based, RPM-based thing that I knew nothing. I would just prop it up and lay down by the back wheel where the engine is and just look and just touch things and pull.
Uh-huh.
I would run it and rev it and look and be like, is it doing it? No. And then I learned by being an idiot that when you run it, it gets hot. So I run it and then lay down and then touch stuff and like, that part's hot. Why is that part hot? But that part's not hot. Which part is the part that makes it go? I spent all this time, and eventually, like, I had a friend look at it. I knew nothing about it. Never once got a ride out of it.
Uh-huh.
Single time. Eventually, I listed it on Craigslist. I was like, fuck the scooter. I hate the scooter. It's stupid. And I listed it for like $100. Like, less than I bought it for. Because I listed it, honestly, because I'm a good person. And I listed it as, like, you know, not working scooter. Engine runs, won't move under its own power. Don't know what's wrong with it.
Yeah.
And some guy was like, I'm going to give you $75 for it. And I was like, get this the fuck out of my life. Take this away from me forever. And I swear to God, the universe just wanted me to feel even worse about it.
Because
after all that, year and a half, never got a ride, like nothing. I just wanted to scoot, you know?
Yeah.
This dude buys it and comes with a pickup, picks it up, gives me $75 cash. And I'm like, good, it's gone. Fuck that thing. The next day, he emailed me with a video, which is just in 2009 or 2010, I guess, at this point.
Yeah.
Just extra salt in the wound, because that's not a common thing at that point. That was, he put a lot of effort into getting a video, putting it on his laptop or whatever, getting it attached. He sent me a video of him riding it the next day with the message, oh, the belt had slipped off. Figured out why it wasn't working.
Oh.
Thanks for the scooter, dude. He took a screwdriver and just slid a belt back onto a pulley or something, and it just worked perfectly.
Oh, it would have been better if he'd just driven it away when he got there.
God, I would have fucking lost my mind. Hands me the money, looks at it for 2 seconds, fixes it, and is like, wee, and drives away.
Ah, the drive flip switch here, click. Ah, there you go. See ya!
You had it in neutral. You had the neutral switch on. I don't know, man. I didn't know shit about anything. Like, I was looking online. This is early days of, like, YouTube and stuff. I was looking at YouTube videos about, like, how do carburetors work? Why would a scooter not go? Like, is it? And everything was like, oh, well, you probably need a new chain. And I was like, there's not a chain. And it's like, oh, well, then you probably need new wheel bearings. And I was like, the wheels spin fine. They just don't spin on their own. Like, what's all this shit? And this dude fixed it in 5 minutes. And was like, sweet, $75 scooter. What a deal. Fucking God damn it. I just wanted to ride a goddamn scooter around Clifton.
And how much did you pay for it?
I paid 140 or 140, 50 bucks or something. I sold it for half of that.
Oh, you got your money's worth.
Yeah.
And plus I'm out the helmet, the super safe foam helmet.
Oh, I forgot about the helmet. Yeah.
I owned that helmet for years. I was not letting that shit go. I was like, this helmet works.
Yeah.
If I ever get a working one, I've got the helmet already. I've invested.
That was great. That was great. I'll give you 3 points for that. That was great. Good stuff. All right. But Wade, I want to hear about how you have blown money out your ass, never to be seen again. A painful experience.
All right. I've got actually a bonus story that I'd forgotten about, but I was reminded from this.
Okay.
The title for this is Garage Sale Gold.
All right. Okay.
I just want credit for if there's points involved that I inspired the bonus story. So it's basically my story.
Yeah, Bob can have my points. So that's fair.
Sustained point
yes.
For Bob.
So this isn't like I was spending a buttload of money, but this was a very young me. Mm-hmm. So like 5, 10, 20 bucks was a lot because I didn't have a job or anything. So my aunt lived down in Atlanta, Georgia, and she had this really nice, really big house. She worked for Coca-Cola and she had all of these like nice memorabilia things around the house. And it was just a really nice looking place. And so my grandpa had found this garage sale nearby and had invited me to go along. And I was like, man, I'm going to find something for my aunt to help her with, like, you know, just to make her house even better, to thank her for hosting us and allowing us to stay at such a nice house. I'll bet you I'll find something great.
That's nice of you. That's great.
So shopping around, there's boxes of knickknacks and all kinds of whatevers, and I'm looking, none of this really jumps out at me. And then I see it, the perfect ornament for her home. A grandfather clock is sitting right before me. This beautiful grandfather clock.
How tall? What size were you talking?
How grand is this grandfather?
I mean, I was a kid at the time, so I mean, this is probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 feet tall. I mean, it's a tall clock. It's
taller than you as a kid.
Yeah, well,
probably about
tall
the same size. I mean, I was a tall kid, so it was probably about my size,
but big.
But I'm thinking, like, you know, this nice big house, this beautiful grandfather clock will look so nice there.
Of course.
And I reach in my pocket, I look down, I've got like 15 bucks, and I'm like, oh man, there's no way. And I walk up. And I'm like sheepish, and I'm like, hey, how much for the grandfather clock? Because I don't really have a lot. And I'm like, well, how much do you got? And I was like, $15. And you're like, you know what? I'll give it to you. I was like, really? For 15 bucks?
Damn.
So steal of the day. I get this grandfather clock for $15. And then the problem becomes, okay, how am I going to get this thing over to my aunt's house to surprise her?
Right.
And I go to try to lift it. And to my surprise, I'm able to. This thing comes right up off the ground. I'm like, I'm not that strong. Okay. I can carry this back. So I pick up my prize. I carry it all the way back to her house. And I yell for him, like, hey, I got you something at the garage sale. Better come look. And so she comes down.
You carried it all the way there? Wait,
I did. I carried it all the way there. And she comes to look at it. Yeah, on foot. Just barehanded. I carry it in. She comes to look at it. And she starts laughing.
Uh-huh. That's not very nice.
As I tell her about this grandfather clock that I got for only 15 bucks. Well, it turns out the reason that she started laughing is because this grandfather clock is made of paper mache. And it's not a real clock at all.
Wait. How old are you?
I don't know, man. I was young. I mean,
you don't even know.
You had no inkling that it was not a real clock, not made of wood and glass.
Oh no, it was really well done. I thought it was a real grandfather
no,
clock.
No, I don't believe it was well done at all.
It's a story my aunt still tells to this day.
I've seen good paper mache, even on its best day. I would not mistake it for a grandfather clock. Did you think you just like hit puberty that day and you were just like, oh, my muscles came in? Yes.
I don't think I really thought that much about it. I think that I got the good deal, and then I was just like, oh, I guess I'll see if I can carry it. And I could, and I was like, all right, cool.
Glad I can carry it. How convenient.
Never really thought anything else about it.
Oh, I'm going to give you...
She still has it in her house. She literally still has it in her house as a decoration.
With a picture of you with like a mustache scribbled on it next to it. Like, look, this idiot got this for me. Let me tell you the story.
Yeah.
We have a lot of dumb, funny stories in our family. And so it's a contribution to my moment. That's how they knew I wasn't a mix-up at the hospital. Whenever I had a dumb fucking moment like that, they're like, yep. He's one of us.
Yeah, wow. I'm gonna give you 3 points for that.
Thank you.
Also, just wow, that on multiple levels. If that was just your bonus story, like, I want to hear your main story.
That was actually the best one. The other ones aren't even as good. I'd forgotten about that story.
Don't undersell them now.
Well, now like have to. Now they're garbage. I don't even want to talk about them. Forget them.
No, terrible stories coming in. They're bad.
All right.
Stupid stories.
Okay, well, are you abstaining? You're giving Bob a chance to win this one?
Well, the other one I had, the pulling legendary, was just, I was playing, I won't name the game, but I was playing a mobile game with a friend, mm-hmm. and they had like this event going on where it was like, oh, you have a chance of pulling these super rare legendary units. And we were like, oh, cool, okay. And we kind of just got caught up in trying to pull one. We're like, oh, well, the next one's, we're guaranteed the next like 30 pulls.
Absolutely.
And, $250 later, we got a really F tier, awful, worst pull unit.
Nice.
$250 for the worst rated legendary that you can get. Felt bad, man.
Worth it.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's $265 just in those two stories.
Yep.
And then my car, I don't know if you guys remember my very first car. It was a Mitsubishi 3000 GT. Mm-hmm. Beautiful looking car, but the thing inside was made of like gum, leather straps, and tears of whoever like thought they'd invented it and then couldn't afford to actually put parts into it. So they just found whatever they had lying around the house.
I remember that car. I like that car, like, as a car. Yours always looked a little taped together.
Yeah, so the first problem with it was the paint job.
Yeah.
Apparently, the year that they made mine, the red paint had, like, an issue with it where it severely, like, faded and changed over time into, like, a weird orangey red.
Uh-huh.
And then whoever had it before me, I guess, had scratched it up a little bit, and they tried to touch it up. So they'd bought, like, a little touch-up paint that would have fit the original color when it was brand new, but not the faded orangey red color that was 10 years old, because it was a 97,
right.
And I got the car in, like 2005.
Mm.
And I had the thing till 2015.
I was gonna say.
So I had the thing for a very long time. Yeah.
A long time.
Yeah.
I've only ever owned two cars, but it started having weird issues where, like, I remember I was driving home one day and I went to turn onto my street and the car just like turned off, the steering wheel locked in place, and I was just like cruising toward a stop sign. There was nothing I could do. I was like heading to the stop sign, and this neighbor was in his yard working in his garden watching me approach his yard, and I'm just like, he sees me panic trying to turn the wheel and the wheel won't fucking turn because it's locked. And finally I pull the e-brake and just like, and he just comes over and he's like, you all right? Like, yeah, my car will do this or this. And he like turns the car on and he tries to turn the wheels, like, looks like you can get home now. And then he leaves. I just thought, okay. I had to have the engine rebuilt in the stupid thing. We had to replace everything in that car. I mean, granted, it was getting pretty old, but it was like every time we'd fix something in that car, four other things would go wrong. It was like my house during the Drowned Man saga. The car was the original Drowned Man. That thing was such a money pit. It was a $10,000 car used when we got it. I put like my college fund toward it. My mom was like, oh, you can either have this money to help you toward college in a few years or else we can put it towards your car. And I was like, car? College is so far away. I'll be rich by then. So got this car for 10 grand, and I swear to you, I probably had to put 15 grand 20 grand into it and just repairs over the years.
Yeah,
that thing was a money pit.
Oh man. All right, I'm gonna give you a point for each of those stories because I splurged on your bonus story there.
Oh, thank you. It was a good bonus story.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Bob, you said you had another one, right?
I do.
Now, you can tell that one, or I want to just throw this out there. These are all great wastes of money, but there's a little bit of shame that's missing. I also will give points for stories that are wastes of money that are you are also embarrassed about, or maybe not wastes of money, of embarrassing purchases. But that doesn't have to change your story, but I'm just throwing out there that is an option. I think we got plenty
of
stories.
Well, this one is, my second one is more embarrassing than it is a waste of money.
I love this.
It's not a huge transaction, but it...
And what was the name of it? You had a good name for it.
So this one is Boy Meets Craigslist.
Boy Meets Craigslist. Okay, great. Excellent. Okay.
I realized that the first story I stole also revolved around Craigslist. Craigslist is bad, man.
No. No. I haven't.
It's... All right, so this story is a little later in time. I should have learned, but I had minimal, after the scooter incident, I had minimal interactions with Craigslist. I really didn't do much. But fast forward from the scooter times to law school times.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2014.
Okay.
I am in my first year of law school. Grad student, broke. Law school is expensive. Manny and I were both in grad school at the same time. She has a good degree, so she got paid to do her degree.
Oh.
She has a degree in statistics, and they want you to do that. So they're like, here, work as a teaching assistant, and we'll pay you, and you'll get your degree, and you won't have any loans.
Mm.
And law school does not work that way. It's very expensive. So we're super tight on money.
Yeah.
Also, that's the year we got married. So, yeah, busy, expensive, lots of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
Money is not great. And that's also the year where I started to lean more. I started to do more on my own of YouTube and streaming content.
Mm-hmm.
To that point, I had had a relatively basic setup. I was using the computer that you bought for me.
Mm.
When Drunk Minecraft started to take off, you took me to Micro Center and we put together a nice little computer.
Oh, yeah.
And
you did that for me too.
You don't say that's the waste of money. Is that what you're saying? The waste of money is?
No. Oh. I'm describing my setup,
okay.
Right? I had that. I had like the cheapest USB microphone I could get, and I had like a cheapo webcam, and everything didn't look bad, but it didn't look great. Quality wasn't great. And I had it in my head. I was like, what I really want to upgrade is the camera. Cause you can use like real cameras now. This is when I was first starting to learn about capture cards, where you can use like a nice camera, like a real, you know, camcorder or whatever.
Sure.
And I was like, I got like $50 I can spend on this. What kind of camera could I get? It would be an improvement over a junky old webcam. So I'm scouring Craigslist. I'm looking. I'm like, maybe I can get, I don't know, like a Canon Rebel series or something. Or maybe I can get, that was optimistic. But, you know, I'm looking. I'm trying to figure out. Eventually, I find this guy who has a camcorder for sale. And it looks really nice. It's got listed as a Sony camcorder. It's got pictures. It's got like the pictures, you know, from Amazon where it's like, these are all the buttons. And here's how the screen looks. It's like, clearly, he did not take these pictures. He found online pictures. But I'm like, if this is the camera and he wants $50 for it and it comes with the charging cable and whatever, that might work. And I think about it and like I talk to Mandy and Mandy's like, I don't know, Craigslist is pretty sketchy. And I'm like, no, but it seems like a good deal, right? And that's always a good sign on Craigslist when it seems like you're getting a good deal for your money and you should cost more, but it doesn't. I hem and haw for a long time and I ultimately decide to do it.
Uh-huh.
And Mandy comes with me. She drives over with me to meet the dude in like a public place and he's gonna just hand over the camera and I'm gonna hand him some cash. So important lesson about Craigslist, when you're buying something, it's always advisable to, if it comes in a box, take it out of the box and look at it.
Yeah.
See if it works, see if it turns on.
Oh, no.
See if it is the model of camera that the listing showed.
Yeah.
Or if it's not that at all. And basically, I show up at a public place. This dude has like a plastic grocery bag with all the stuff in it. Super nice. I hand him, you know, I have the cash. He holds the bag up. I look in it and like, yeah, there's a camera in there and there's a thing, power cord thing. And I'm like, all right, cool. That looks like the camera. And I hand him the cash and I take the bag and I walk away and I go and get back in the car where Mandy's waiting. And I'm like, yes, I got it.
Yeah.
It's going to be fine. And I start pulling stuff out and I, you know, I'm sort of like untangling it, pulling cords out. I finally pulled the camera out and my first thought is, well, it's thicker than I thought it would be. Doesn't it? Huh. It's like not the right shape. Because I looked at the pictures a lot. It was like an old school camcorder was the pictures, right? Long and thin with like a flip out screen.
Yeah.
And this one is like big and boxy and very, like it's older. And I'm like looking, I'm like, this doesn't look right. And I'm pushing buttons and stuff. And it turns on. And then I see a button that says eject.
Oh.
And I'm like, huh. That's weird. I thought this was going to, it's supposed to write to like an SD card, right? It's supposed to be digital.
Yeah.
And I hit the eject button and the little old school mini DV cartridge thing pops out the side and a little cartridge sticks its little head out. And my brain is like, ah, no, I'm like slowly realizing this is not the camera that the dude enlisted at all.
Yeah.
It's not even close. This is like a camera from the 90s that records onto physical media. It records onto mini DV discs or something.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like panicking at this point. I'm like, it needs to just have like a video out. Like it just, you know, I can plug it into my thing. It's fine. I'm trying to like justify it.
Yeah.
And I'm looking and looking and it doesn't have, it has like an audio input. and it doesn't have any video outputs whatsoever. And I got to a point where Manny's like looking at me like, ah, oh, he's kind of, he's not enjoying it. What? And eventually she's like, something wrong with it? Like, you okay? And I look at her with tears in my eyes.
Oh, no.
Because I had just spent the only $50 I had to my name that I could afford to spend on this. And I'm like, this won't work.
Oh, God.
This doesn't do what I need it to do. And she was like, she's trying to be like nice. And she's like, you don't know, maybe we can figure something out, whatever. I'm like, it won't work. This is a waste of money. And I'm like, just, really upset. Tears running down my cheeks like a little kid who's throwing a tantrum.
Hilarious. I'm imagining it. Very funny.
That thing lived in my nightstand for about a year. Before literally we were moving and I was packing and I pulled it out of my nightstand and hurled it into the dumpster with all the force that I could manage, because I just looked at it and the pang of just like shame and being an idiot, all that came back and I was like, you fucking die.
I like the idea of your nightstand being where you keep all of your Craigslist failures. You just have like your helmet from your scooter. You've got this. You've got
the helmet was hidden in the closet, just to be clear. That lived in the top of the closet. And I kept that for a longer time until it became very clear that I was not going to have a motorcycle again. So I got rid of it. But there was not a lot of, $50 was a lot of money then, but like in the grand scheme, it wasn't like thousands of dollars or anything, but that was the stupidest I have ever felt in like a transaction. I buy lots of dumb technology. My entire job revolves around me buying things and then subsequently learning like, oh, it doesn't quite do exactly what I wanted.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, damn it. But, that's how technology is. It's never quite right. But that one cameraman, like, I was like, this is the upgrade my setup needs. This is going to do it. Fucking God.
Oh, well.
Man. Even now, I still feel like such a fucking idiot just thinking about that.
Yeah. You absolutely were.
I mean, it was a bad sign. Mandy is always honest.
Yeah.
And if I do something stupid, she's the first person who's like, why did you do that? That was so stupid. It was such a bad sign when she realized what was happening and she was like, no, it's okay. Don't be sad. It's so like, it was so stupid. She wouldn't even say anything about it.
Oh,
she knew it was
no.
stupid and she was like, how do we fix this?
Oh. All right. Well, that was properly embarrassing, and I feel your shame burning through the internet. 3 points.
Thank you.
All right.
I've got one. I don't know how much I want to tell this story.
I
want to
hear it even more
shame.
Now. Yes.
Shame.
I want to hear it.
When I was in high school, I was dating a girl. We were together for 4 years.
What's her name? What's her name?
I'm going to keep that one to myself for now.
Shblamambla.
Yeah, Shblamambla. That was her name.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks for picking such an easy name to say, Mark.
Cool. I mean, we could go with Smithers again.
That wasn't Smithers.
It was not Smithers.
Somewhere in the middle of our relationship, like a year, 2 years in, three, I don't know, somewhere in there, we had made out, fooled around a bit, and we hadn't had sex. But I remember after she'd been over, a couple days later, she's like, hey, next time we hang out, I need you to get something for me. And I was like, okay, yeah, sure, what is it? And she's like, I need you to get a pregnancy test. And I was like, excuse me? She's like, my period's late. It's never late. I just, please. And so I'm freaking out because I'm like, we haven't even, does it work? Is it possible?
Immaculate.
I don't even know how old I didn't have a car, I don't think, at this point. Because I remember I had to ride my bike to Kmart.
Oh, no.
I had to ride my bike to Kmart.
Uh-huh.
And I like pull up. I park it on the sidewalk and I go in and I have no idea what I'm doing, dude. I'm just freaking out.
Yeah.
And I walk up and I mean, when I was younger, I don't know if I still had the afro at this point, but I looked like an asshole.
Yeah.
And I'm walking around looking for employees and I find someone, I'm like, where are your pregnancy tests? And they're like, excuse me? I was like, yeah, my mom needs a pregnancy test. I said it and I was like, oh fuck.
Oh, no.
And they're like, Okay. Not believing me at all.
Oh, wow.
Not that I looked like I would have gotten laid, because I definitely didn't, but that was probably the worst way I could have tried to pass that off.
Oh, man.
Like, yeah, my mom needs a pregnancy test, so they lead me over there. Here you go. And there's, like, I don't know how many options there were at the time, but there were options, and I was just like, which one? And they're like, well, they look at me like, I don't fucking know what kind of pregnancy test you need.
How pregnant might she be?
So I'm like looking.
How pregnant is your mother?
A bunch of guys just like, I don't know.
Yeah, I had to wait in line for all the other high school dudes waiting to buy their pregnancy test. Their bikes were also parked out front.
For their moms, yeah.
It's an Ohio thing.
No, they come up there like, I gotta get that guy's mom a pregnancy test. Yeah, me two. Yeah, me three.
So I buy one, and I mean, this is the worst part already, but I buy one and I drive it home in my bike. And I remember I was like, just please don't run into anybody. Please don't run into anybody. And of course, my mom's like in the driveway as I get there. Like, oh, what'd you do? What were you doing at Kmart? I was like, I was just grabbing a treat.
Oh, you should have just kept the charade up. Be like, I got your pregnancy test. Got that pregnancy test you wanted, Mom.
Spoiler alert, after my ex used it, turns out she wasn't pregnant and all's good. Period started like the next day.
Can't believe it.
Yeah. But I remember I was like, I was so terrified of buying a pregnancy test at like, I don't know how old I was, like 14, 15, something like that. And I was like, we haven't even done anything. I can't believe I'm doing this.
Yeah.
And, it's for my mom.
Saved it.
There's no reason for me to lie, but I was just like, I better lie.
Yeah, that is so funny. Oh my god.
I'm not gonna talk about the route I had to go on, but it was like a decent bike. I'm just on my bike riding home with a Kmart bag with a pregnancy test in it, just like sweating bullets from stress the whole way. Thinking about the fact, like, what if that guy knows my mom?
For some reason, I don't know why my mental image, but you have training wheels on your bike. I have like a little hat with that spinny propeller on the top of it.
I got a little horn I squeeze and
Mom, what are all these kids doing lined up outside your house?
I'm sorry, Mom, but you know, we all had to buy you a pregnancy test. I've never told anyone that whole story, I don't think.
Oh, that's such a beautiful one.
Mom, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry I never delivered that to you.
she never knew.
I just couldn't believe it. I was like, I can't believe I got her pregnant. We didn't even do it.
Yeah, I can't believe your thought process wasn't any further than that.
I mean, when you're that young, like, you know, we had like, what, one required day of like health class where everyone was just embarrassed and trying not to make eye contact with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had like freshman year health class where the only thing I remember from that health class is we took a day where we just like meditated in class the whole time. I just sat there for 30 minutes thinking about water.
Dude,
what was that class?
What a topic to meditate on.
That's whenever we were what they call us, the trailer trash. We had like the trailers outside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was in I forget the teacher's name, but I remember sitting there and meditating for a full class period. That's all I remember about that class.
This is a teacher like, don't think about sex. And every kid in there is like,
go to your happy place, just boners everywhere.
What?
I'm in the tit mountains.
It just happens to be the day the vice principal is observing. Like, all right, we're going to do...
Walks in and every dude's just got a boner lifted up his desk.
We're going to do meditation today, kids. Go to your happy place. Not a sexy happy place.
Not that happy.
A PG happy place.
Yeah. That Pavlovian response carries over every time you see a cup of water. You're just like, oh. All right. Well, Wade, that was an excellent story. And I'm so sorry, Bob. Like, that was a 4-point story. And that just edges you out by 1 point.
4 points.
That was a 4-point story.
4-point story and only one line on the pregnancy test. Good day, boys.
That one line was the extra point on the baseline good story ranking. And with 9 points to Bob's 8 points. The winner this week is Wade.
I'd like to start by thanking my mom for existing so I could buy that pregnancy test under a very good good fake story.
It's the reason you were born. One moment.
My whole life was for this one moment. Cruising on my bicycle to buy a pregnancy test.
Oh my god.
Well, now that you've fulfilled your purpose, what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I'll go buy another. Kmart's gone, but
I have to buy a pregnancy test for my mother from every Kmart in the United States and beyond.
Yeah, I want people, I mean, I hate the topic of like harassing employees, but this might be a harmless one. I want people to like make a video of them going to buy a pregnancy test but asking for help and telling them it's for their mom, and just I want to see the reaction.
I don't need to relive this, dude. I can't believe I brought it up now.
No, tell them it's for Wade's mom. Yeah. That's the bit.
That's the option. Your mom or Wade's
around
mom.
The country, go to your pharmacy or wherever, Walmart, wherever store, buy a pregnancy test, and if you have to interact with anyone, just be like, it's for Wade's mom. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I had blocked this memory out until today. I want you guys to know this is a story I hadn't even remembered until today, and it just came flooding back.
Wow.
And I have that feeling of super embarrassment all over again right
good.
Now.
It's awful. Good, as you should.
Sounds very cathartic.
Oh, God, no.
Well deserved. Sorry, Bob. Maybe next week you'll have better luck. I'll be in the running. Thank you, everybody at home, for listening. Next week, Wade will be the judge, and I do believe it's Valentine's Day that we're going to be celebrating that week. Not 100% sure.
All right, so a horror and pain episode coming your way.
All right, your choice. You will be the judge. You can find these young fellows, but... it's not quite right.
No, you can do that. That's fine.
You can find these young, strapping lads at their various social medias. One is MySkirm over at Facebook, where he streams. One is Minion777 on Twitch and LordMinion777 on YouTube. My name is Mark Blyer. You know me. Whatever. And thank you all so much for listening. Be sure to like, subscribe, whatever it is. Click the button. Click random buttons around.
Like, subscribe, leave a comment in the chat below.
In the chat. Thank you again, and we'll see you next week. Podcast out!